Good morning, team. We're so excited. Here we are, Saturday morning, July 30th, a gorgeous day here in the Pacific. Well, it was gorgeous a few minutes ago. Now it's fogging. The fog bank is rolling in, but it'll be temporary, and then the sun will be back again. And, wow, summer's so awesome in the summer. This morning, we got several exciting things to talk about. We had several requests from people. I know lots of you are doing the ICANN, and the new ICANN is, you know, ICANNattitude.com for any of you that are not signed up for it that would like to get signed up for the new one that's starting August 3rd. We really highly recommend, you know, because we talk about so much on these calls, how everything really comes from our, you know, our thoughts, our beliefs, our attitudes, because that's what moves us into action, and that's what causes the, you know, the synchronicities in our life. It's what our attitude is, what our beliefs are, what we're, we just heard something last night, you guys, it's so interesting. Okay, so like with colors, you know, we see red and blue and green, but what if a person could only see black and white and they couldn't see colors? And I mean, you couldn't explain what red looks like to them or what blue looks like or green, because they have no reference to understand it. And you can't show it to them because they can't see it. And so, you know, that's kind of like it with we don't know what we don't know, and we have to realize that, you know, that's what this ICANN, this growth is all about, is to become aware of our thoughts, our attitudes and beliefs, and to realize that there's things that we don't know, and there's things that we're thinking and vibrating that's attracting what we don't want into our life, and that we are in charge, and that we can change that. And so I really recommend all of us, we're retaking the ICANN 2, and for anybody that hasn't even taken it yet, is to get on it. And I saw an email this morning that there's going to be a call tomorrow night, Sunday night, on how to use that self-awareness quiz that we can use with our all of our team and with our customers. But back to the subject for today is we've had several requests for with ICANN. We are gathering our five customers, or more, of course, but five out-of-ship customers, five really core customers, and then, of course, that can expand. And how do we get into these conversations with customers about nutritionals and about the importance of nutrition and, you know, what their goals are like for maybe for their current health, like if they want to lose weight, if they want to have more energy, if they want to sleep better now, what their goals are for their healthy longevity, their goals for their children's health, and how do we help them see which nutritionals, understand which nutritionals can help them reach those goals and help them, you know, establish a really good nutritional self-care foundation and an auto-ship, you know, an auto-ship. Getting some of their nutritionals on auto-ship so that they make sure that they have them on a monthly basis. And so we have invited several of you, Ruth Lowe, Margie Kalalui, Lois Wilburn, Nina Alves, and I see Nina's on. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning.
And let's see, I think all... Everybody's on here. Wow. Okay, so, and Nancy's, Clyde was maybe going to share a little bit about bone health. So we're just going to jump in and go because, wow, what a great resource we have here of people, you know, how you get into conversations with people. You could share any part of that, you know, how you get into conversations, how you help them. I know, Margie, you're really good at the demos and the strength tests and helping people understand, you know, maybe how many joints that they need to take or you know, so that they can get the results or that they want to be getting. And then how do we help people understand about auto-ship and the benefits of auto-ship? So, wow, Who are we going to start with? With all these wonderful...
I'll go ahead and start, because I may have...
Okay, Margie, you start.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been listening to the medical medium, and what he does is he gives you information on Epstein-Barr syndrome, also, you know, Lyme disease, all these autoimmune. But what he does is he does tell you what foods are really good for you. And that's one thing I like, because the Nikkei nutritionals are stuff he talks about. Like, he talks about how good barley grass is. He also talks about green foods and all that. So there you're talking about, you know, the shake, because it's a green shake. And basically what I help people do is understand whatever issue they have. Because, you know, so many people that come to us, you know, they've already been diagnosed with the autoimmune. And he explains that, you know, your body is not attacking itself. It's just they don't know what it is. So they give it a name, and now they're learning more that, you know, Epstein-Barr and all this, you know, Hashimoto, you know, all that, it all can be reversed by food, you know, organic, healthy food, and that's our supplements. So basically what I'm telling people, they have to be on the jade enzymes, the barley grass. They need lactoferrin. Anybody, you know, because I've got so many people coming out of the hospitals, you know, for mastectomies or, you know, any kind of surgery, and then they end up having MRSA. So I tell them, you know, before you even go in the hospital, you want to take lactoferrin. And I do have a study that Dr. Naidu has, and I'm sure you guys do, but just in case, I'll forward it to you, Jack. Do you know what I'm talking about? The study on the resistant bacteria, which is, you know, MRSA, and how lactoferrin helps that.
Oh, I'd love to hear that. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. He had sent it originally to Ruth, Ruth Williams, because she was talking about this was years ago, but, you know, the study's still there. And, you know, we've had so many testimonials of, you know, this one lady, her son, they were going to cut him up to try to find out how to get rid of MRSA. He had it inside of him, not just on his skin. And Lisa, one of my distributors, just gave her a box of lactoferrin. And after taking that, you know, he got better. And to this day, it hasn't reoccurred. Because, you know, they say MRSA never goes away because it's a virus. And that's one thing good about the lactoferrin is it does help viruses, you know. And antibiotics don't get rid of viruses. And here they are having them have a drip for a month of antibiotics, which kills their immune system. So infinite love and gratitude, you know, you just have to counteract the side effects of the antibiotic by using lactoferrin. And you can take them both together. That's what I tell people, because what the lactoferrin does is it breaks down the bacteria, the MRSA, so the antibiotic can kill it. You see?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so you want to do that. So lactoferrin is really easy. And I tell people, if you're going to get lactoferrin, you might as well get the bone health pack, because it's so much cheaper on AutoShip, you know, for retail AutoShip, because they're giving you a discount. So, you know, for $77.83 on retail AutoShip, you're getting the bone health, I mean, OsteoDance, you're getting lactoferrin, and you're getting CalDance. Whereas, you know, just a year ago, we were paying wholesale like $50 for just one box of lactoferrin. So for $77.80, it's a no-brainer. They need to do that. Everyone can afford it now. Before, people maybe didn't have the money. Now they can't not afford it, because it's going to take care of so many other issues. I mean, we've got so many testimonials with lactoferrin. And when you're taking OsteoDance, it helps you assimilate all your nutrition so you don't have to take as much nutrition. Like before, if somebody needed 3 tablespoons of jade enzyme because they had, you know, yeast so bad, that if they took the OsteoDance, they only may have to take 2 tablespoons instead of 3 because they're going to assimilate it better. So anyway, and CalDense, I'm telling you, is the best calcium out there. You know, I don't care. But, you know, if your body muscle tests is for it, for most people, it does. So I love the bone health pack. And the shake is amazing. You know, it's a green shake. And so many people have released weight with it. And it, to me, is just perfect. You just, you know, put as much, you know, because he tells you you want to make green shakes and you want to use spinach, you want to use, you know, celery, all this good stuff. And all you have to do is add, you know, our shake in it, and then it's like perfect. Anyway, and it tastes
fine. It's perfect.
It makes it taste better. The shake tastes better. But anyway, so those are the three things that, you know, if the people don't have very much money, I'll just tell them, do the bone health pack, do the shake, and then the jade enzymes. And everything else is great.
Yeah, I really like that.
Yeah, but if you haven't listened to the Medical Medium, just go to SoundCloud and just look up Medical Medium, and you can find everything from Epstein Barr to skin, especially shingles. But, you know, all he tells you is what foods to eat.
Isn't that cool? You know,
it is. Food is our medicine, and that's what you can have.
Yeah, food is our medicine, exactly. And so, you know, Margie, I mean, you're just so good at getting into conversations with people like that and helping them, you know, just what are they wanting, and then what can help them, and there's, I think, like you're sharing with the SoundCloud and the Medical Medium, and Dr. Pitino, he really had those, a couple really good calls talking about the autoimmune system. I mean, there's so many autoimmune problems. And Dr. Ash, almost every Saturday, the doctor we've been on, those are great. And one of the things you brought up about the lactoferrin and digesting, and also the Nican Digest, is as people get older, we don't digest things nearly as well. And so that becomes really important, so that we do get the benefit of the good foods we're eating and these good nutritional supplements is to take those. And I think it's mostly educating people. You know,
it is. Yeah. Oh, let me tell you one more thing. I had one client, you know, that had diarrhea for 4 months. I mean, we're talking terrible. His wife was getting upset, having to clean the toilet. And I tell you, the jade enzymes, the lactoferrin, the digestion, that did it.
Wow, awesome.
Yeah, because when you mentioned the digestion, that reminded me of that. So instant love and gratitude. Okay, I'm going to let somebody else talk.
Thank you, Margie. Thank you. Who would like to be next? Let's see. Lois, do you want to share next?
Okay. Well, Margie said a lot of things that are so good. Anyway, how you get people on it, sharing information, just like what Margie said. It's like talking to people to find out what they really want, what they want to achieve. You know, what's your problem? What are you doing about it? You know, a lot of people going to the health food store, it's like if there are too many fillers in that, you can muscle test them and show them that, you know, it's not working as well as Nican does. So, and once I get people started, it's, you know, they get the results. And for the Bone Health Pack, I let people watch Brody Craney's Bone Health Seminar, and everybody understands. If they will take the time, it's like 45 minutes long, but if you, like I sit them in front of me, a lot of people are too impatient to watch something like that, but some aren't. And if you get more than one, they'll watch it easier than just one person usually. So that's a good tool to use to get them on the Bone Health Pack.
I really like that, Lois, and I like your idea of, you know, having more than one person. I mean, maybe you could invite people over for, you know, some refreshments or something, or people like to get together for a social, and then you sit down and you know, you watch it together, because I think almost anybody that watches that Brody Craney, I mean, you understand then how come the Bone Health Pack is so important. And you know, wow, Jack and I have both had bad falls, and we haven't broke any bones. And when we're just out and about, like just yesterday, we stopped at a store and we saw this poor little gal, you know, and she can't even lift her head up. Her spine is so deformed. And, you know, showing, helping people see, I mean, we want to prevent that. We want to prevent the osteoporosis. We want to prevent, you know, all that suffering. And so if people will just watch that, I think about anybody who will watch that will get on the bone health pack.
Yeah, so if you get them to try it, like I have a lady, it took me a couple of years to get her on the bone health pack. And now she is like, where's my stuff? She was running back and forth. It was before they changed the price too. She said, I can't afford it. And so she took it 1 month. She liked it. And so maybe a couple of months. And then she said, I can't afford it, so cancel it. And she'd go back to the health food store, spend more money or just as much, and not get any results. Then she'd come back to the bone pack. And after a while, she kept going back and forth doing that. She just said, forget it. I want the bone pack every month. And she absolutely loved it. She had a lot of bone issues. She had gums that were flat because she wore dentures. And she couldn't hold the dentures in because her bones were so deteriorated in her mouth. And they were sore all the time. All of that went away. She was getting up all night, at least 4 or 5 times a night in the restroom. And that cleared up. A lot of things that happen, and she absolutely loves it. She'll never stop taking it as long as she can get it.
So, yeah, it kind of comes back to education again. You know, you helped her to see, and she tried it, you know, kind of went back and forth, but now that she understands the benefits, and that's just it, I think, with bone health. Once people understand the benefits, they're going to stay on it. I mean, I'm going to stay on it. I should tell more of my story. I mean, I fell before Nikan had the bone health pack. At one of the Nikan conventions down there in Mexico, there was some rain on some marble tile floor or something, and I fell and broke my right wrist. And then after being on the bone health pack, how many years have we been on the bone health pack? Anyway, I fell again on that same wrist, just as hard, and I didn't even hurt it. And so I know that bone health pack works. And Jack had a really, horrendously bad fall up in the Sierra Mountains. And he should have just had broken bones all over the place. And he didn't break anything. And so I know that stuff works. There's no way we'd be taking it.
Right.
So I that's awesome. Thank you, Lois.
You're welcome.
Nina. Nina, what would you like to share with us?
Good morning. I've just been enjoying all the testimonies and the stories because, you know, we always learn something new. I never, you know, credit that I know everything because we'll never know everything. But I just listen to what people's needs are, and I ask them, what have you been doing to address the situation that you have, and how would you like to, you know, turn it around and prevent other things from happening. And I tell, you know, I educate people that, you know, you look at the supplements that are out on the market today, and they're only required to have 17% of what they say is in that bottle. So would you like to buy something that is required to have 17% and really has nothing good in it, or would you like to buy something that, like you said, let food be your medicine, and what our supplements is a food base. It's all food, and it's going to address your needs because, you know, if you look at everything that's in our environment, we don't really have what we had, you know, many years ago. And Nikan has found a way to give it back to you. And when I tell people, try it, get on it for a few months, see how, you know, how we like it, and then they don't want to get off it. They love it. Actually, I have a lady that she's been really sick for a while, and she always says to me, you know, I can't afford, you know, I'm on a limited income, she's a singer and she's an entertainer, and she's been really sick for a few months. And so I said, I'm not going to, you know, educate her to buy it. So she's already said to me that I can't afford it. So what I did one day is I took her some. I took her some of the barley, and I took her some of the Tenth and Vital Balance, and I gave her a few days' supply of it. I just figured, you know, she says she can't afford it. And sometimes people can afford it. They just don't look at where they're spending their money, and they could spend their money somewhere else, and they're not looking at that. And I took her, I probably gave her 4 or 5 days' supply of it. And she called me, and she said, my God, I can't believe I could really feel the difference. And it was funny because I watched her when I took it to her. I made her a shake, and I took it to her, and I let her drink some of it. And I could see she was kind of pale, and I hadn't seen her in a while. And I said, I made you a little shake, and I brought you a little care package, you know. And she said, oh, okay. And I looked at her face, and I said, oh, I could tell she wasn't well, but I didn't want to tell her. I could tell your face is not well. And it was bizarre because sometimes you just don't know what you see when you hand somebody good food. And when I handed her the shake and she drank it, and I could see her face, and all of a sudden she started shaking, and she said, I feel this going through my whole body. She said, oh my God. And so I could see her face perk up, and I said, oh my God. She says, I'm very sensitive. I could feel what's going on. I could feel this going through me. And I could see her face light up as she was drinking it. And I said, wow. So she has said since, I am going to make a way to afford this because I feel the difference. I feel better. She says, now I am favoring what you've given me so when I perform, because I feel the difference. I'm feeling my body filling up and getting the essentials. And I play different when I have it. And she says, I want to thank you. She says, so the music that I play, that money that I make is going to go towards the nutritional.
Wow.
So people find a way. You know, all we do is just listen to their needs and just offer them, you know, food. Let food be your medicine. And I have another lady that I'm going to be working with. I've never seen this before, so this is going to be my new testimony. I met this lady the other day and just talking to her, just a very bubbly lady, and I might have to call Margie for some help too, call all my angels, because this lady, sitting down talking with her, and I'm finding out what's going on with her, and she says, I said, do you have any health challenges? And she says, no, I'm healthy. And it's funny how people think they're healthy when they're not, because we don't know what level of sickness before we say we're sick, because we're walking around and we're okay. We don't look at ourselves being sick. But when I started digging deep to find out what was going on with her, she says, well, my body is full of electricity. And I said, what do you mean? How she started explaining this to me. She says, I use magnetic therapy. And she goes, oh, I can't use magnets. And I said, oh, you can. And she says, no, I'm full of electricity. And I says, well, how do you know that? She says, I was diagnosed with 15 doctors. And I said, medical doctors? She goes, no, holistic doctors. And I said, I said, that's dangerous. If you have too much electricity in your body, you know, you can set yourself up for cancer. She says, oh, yeah, I've been battling it for years. And she says, I have tumors that are growing all over my body. So if you can maybe help me with that, and maybe, I am interested in seeing what you can do to help me. I said, oh, okay. But when I first started talking to her, she said, I'm healthy. I'm great. I'm well. Until I started digging deep to find out. So I said, hang on 1 second. So I took my necklace off, and I put my necklace on her. And she said, okay, got to take it off now. Got to take it off. Okay, that's too much now. Okay. So it's interesting what we've been exposing ourselves to that's causing us to be challenged. and a lot of us aren't realizing it, and it's going to get worse. But we have a solution, which is great, because all we can tell people is, look, the environment is different. Would you like to find things that you can prevent the things that could be coming? Because it's not a matter of when. I mean, if you're going to get hit, it's just when. So.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, Nina. I mean, I really, yeah, it's getting in the, I mean, so many people, yeah, they'll say at first that there's nothing wrong with them, but then as you, yeah, get more into conversation or get to know them better, these things will, they'll start coming out.
That's why it's important to really sit down and talk to the people to find out what's going on, because they may think that what's going on with them is not really a health challenge. You know, having too much electricity in your body and having tumors going through your body is not healthy.
It's not a health issue. Oh, isn't that funny? Oh, wow. Okay, well, I see. Man, time's going by so fast. I would love to just talk to you all day, Nina. And we've got Ruth Lowe here to go, too. So let's, Ruth, what would
Thank you
like?
Thank you, Jean.
Thank you, Nina.
Nina, that was awesome. I'm anxious to hear what happens with her when she gets on our water and our nutritionals, because we can actually balance her body with our stuff. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, and that's why she's excited. And I told her I'm going to meet with her this week. So
awesome.
Get everything posted.
And Dinah's totally correct about it. Some people, you know, talk about, oh, yeah, I'm healthy. And then when you start asking them questions, and they are not healthy. So it's just kind of entertaining when I sit down with people. But it is about, like everyone has said, is to really educate them. I mean, that is our role as self-care, you know, advocates, because we are teaching people how to take care of themselves. And many times they don't understand garbage in, garbage out, and that food is your medicine. So for me, it just makes sense as part of my education for them. So I was just thinking about, okay, I had two auto ships yesterday, and I got to put them in this morning because it's the weekend, and I thought, I have time. But one of them was truly a woman. I said, she was here for something else. I said, I'm making myself a shake. Would you like to try one? And I made, yeah, I always have frozen fruit in the house. I made a smoothie, put one scoop in, and gave it to her. She's like, wow. And so then I have a two-page, you know, way back we got this document, Margie sent me about a PowerPoint for the shake. And I just used the last two pages of the document, which says all the things it has in it and what it supports in the body. And then the most important page for me is the stuff that it doesn't have in it. So no GMO, no preservatives, no this, no that. And that's what I show them. And I'm like, this is not in there, and that's why it's so good for your body. And, of course, I always demonstrate. So I muscle check them just like you would with the insoles. I muscle check them before they take a sip of the shake, and then I muscle check them after they take a sip of the shake. They're like, wow. And when I let them taste it, with, and I use it with thyme egg water and frozen fruits. Many people like to put almond milk or some sort of creamy stuff, in dairy into it, or something into it. I just use water. I'm like, look, it tastes good just like this. If you want it to be richer or whatever, you can put almond milk or rice milk or something like that in it. And they're like, yeah, I could really do this. I said, and then I tell them about my daughter, who just comes home after a workout and just takes the scoops and put it in water and drinks it like it was a dessert. I mean, she loves the stuff. So, you know, for me, it's really easy to get people. So this woman is going to do a shake, KVB, and lactoferrin, because when I showed her the information on lactoferrin and talked to her, and, you know, and she sees it's on my kitchen counter, the lactoferrin and all the nutritionals. And I tell her, I actually had a sheet on the in the past, when I give instructions to taking my dog, you know, on there is jade green, lactoferrin, liver, you know. So I said, you know, even my dog takes these nutritionals. It's good for him, because we are lacking that in our society today. Good, true nutrition that energizes our body and feeds our body. So the other thing that I was thinking about when we were talking about authorship that it's really not something I was as good at. I mean, Dory Lorden is phenomenal at it. But I have been, as people are buying waterfalls, I actually put it in my calendar 3 months from that date so that I can then call them and say, look, you know, you need to change your filter, and I can now set you up on an automatic shipment. So that has, so one of the shipments I have start today is a waterfall. She ordered it 2.5 months ago, and I put it in my calendar to call her. And she's like, yeah. She goes, I thought I would remember, but I'm really glad. She goes, I think it would be a lot easier to put on an auto shipment. I think you're absolutely right. I said, that's what I do. And so they're willing to do what you're willing to do. So I think it's about educating people and just sharing what you're doing and sharing how you've helped others do the same kind and what kind of results. And, you know, it's really stories sell, right? Facts tell. And when they hear that you're doing it and that you've helped other people do the same thing and feel better, they want to do it. I mean, it's, you know, you're not forcing them, you're not selling them, you're truly educating them and sharing with them. So, I mean, that's how we grow our auto ship. And it is just so convenient to be able to have it.
I love
to you. So, yeah. So,
yeah. And I like what you said about the, you know, the water filters. I mean, Tina's not on this morning, but she talks to people when they buy their waterfall about how they can get on the auto ship. And, you know, we can do it every 3 months. We can do it every 4, every 6 months. And she just, you know, encourages them to, so that they don't forget, is just to set it up. And that way you get your filters and you don't, you know, you don't forget to do it. And that way you're not going to have chlorine and other bad stuff in your water. And so that's really cool.
Well, I just want to clarify, though. This is the unless it's changed, you cannot go in today and put in an auto ship at 3 months from today. You have to actually start an auto ship within the next 30 days. It only has a 30-day capability. So I've already talked to Nikan about it. So if anybody else, you can send emails. They should give us something that we can post-date in 90 days, and we don't have that capability right now. If you go, if somebody orders a waterfall today, you really do have to wait 2 months, and then after the 2 months, you will have a 30-day window that you can set up an auto ship. So I do it 2.5 months. I put it in my calendar, call so-and-so to ask them if they would like to start an auto ship in 2 weeks or whatever. So there's some time. They can think about it and get back to me. But I've planted the seed, and then, you know, they realize that it's just easier. So, and we can only do a monthly, bi-monthly, quarterly, and 6 months. You cannot do a four-month one, which is also a challenge. It's monthly, bi-monthly, so monthly every other month, every 3 months, or every 6 months.
Or 6 months.
So I've also requested, because I have, you know, I have women, single women that said, well, it's just me and my dog, whatever. But one of the things I explain to people is that the integrity of the water, to maintain the top integrity, you should change your cartridge every 3 months, even if it's just one person. But, you know, I'll do every 4 months. Well, unfortunately, there's no auto ship for that. And that is also I've requested from Nikan. So if anybody else could request it, I'd appreciate it. And I know that they're working with a new vendor, and I'm hoping that that is one of the capabilities we will have going forward, maybe next year. So they just need to know that we need it. So use your iPhone or whatever Outlook calendar and slot those things in so that you don't have to remember, and it just pops up, and then you just do it that day.
Yeah,
perfect. That will help. Once you get them on, it's easy. It's remembering and purposing them.
Okay, it's just that first one. Okay, cool. Nancy Clyde, would you like to say something about the bone health?
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. This has been a great call and much needed. We all need more people on autoship. Now, what I was wanting to share was just flat out not knowing anyone and heading out, and this is a way to start the conversation about the bone health pack. And it takes a little bravery, but we're growing, aren't we? So we should be able to do this, and I have done it, and it's very profitable for us and for the person. But I will just be anywhere, and if someone's chatty with me, or if I'm, the time that really comes to mind, I was at a checkout counter, and there were 3 or 4 women behind the counter and ladies waiting in line, and I just said in a rather loud voice, but looking at the person who was helping me, but kind of looking around too, I said, I promised myself to ask this question, does anyone here have any issues or looking for information for bone health? And, you know, some of them glaze over, other ones that are really, you know, they looked like they were kind of boomer women my age. And one of them looked at me, and she said, yes, I am looking for something. And I'll say bone and joint health, and I'll say, I have information for you. So then I get their information. At that time when I was doing this, I had pre-recorded CDs of a 4-minute recording of Naidu and Dave Balzer. And I would give that to them, but I would also have their contact information to follow up. Also, was it Margie, what's his name, Brody Craney's YouTube is great. I think he now has a 30-minute one. Maybe I'm wrong. There's so many out there. Just look at the more recent ones and decide which ones you like. But those are great because it's a very easy ABC. Having them watch that. Just this last week, I had someone sign up for the Bone Health Pack. And it has taken her, I mean, it's not an instant decision. It's taken her 6 months to a year to digest all the information and all. And she also has, we have mutual friends who are on the Bone Health Pack. And she told me the other day, Nancy, I started it. And I said, you will be so glad you did. So, but that's just a way to just get in the conversation and look for people. It's definitely a cold call type approach.
Yeah, but I really like it. You know, Brody has talked about that multiple times. I mean, you can just ask anybody on the beach. And I kind of forgot about that. But, you know, you can say, I'm doing a survey or whatever you like. You know, who do you know that's been arrested in bone and joint health? You know, like osteoporosis and joint issues and you know, and you can let them know that there's an all-natural product available and that we've got information, just like you did, Nancy. And so, wow, you know, we could potentially gather up lots of Bone Health Pack customers that way. So I love it.
When I was focusing on that, I had about, I mean, and I maybe asked that question and got information to friends, the CD, maybe, I mean, it's terrible, it's embarrassing, maybe 10, 12 people, but out of that, I had 5 on auto ship.
Wow, so look at that.
And so then, I mean, so then it was off to, you know, whatever the newest product was and all, and I got distracted. But
that's
very good, because you, if you're saying who is concerned about bone and joint health for themselves or others, or however you want to say it, I mean, they're looking, you know, their ears are open to it. So it's a much more fertile and promising group of people.
And like we talked about earlier, okay, so there's lots of great support material. I like your idea of like the 4-minute CD that you had. And then there's the Bone Joint website, Bone Joint Info. What is that?
Bonejointhealth.info, yes.
Yeah, bonejointhealth.info. And then Brody's, his presentation. I mean, we've got great material. And so, you know, if we even focused on that, probably all of us could get 5 or 10 AutoShip customers on the Bone Health. And like we talked about, you know, like Jack and I and so many of these people, I mean, once people understand the benefits of Bone Health, I don't think they're going to go off of it. And now with these new lower prices, I mean, it is so affordable. So that's exciting right there.
So, Nancy, this is Ruth. I have a quick question. So yes. Can you record, so play in the CD player and record it with your phone and text it to one of us and let's see if it goes through? Because I'm thinking it's 4 minutes.
Is Louise LeGrue on? Because I sent it to her several months ago. I forget if a child was in town and they helped me do it, but I was able to just send it in an email, but I do not know if she was able to
would you call her?
I don't know if she was able to open it.
She's not on today.
Because I knew that we, you know, I sent to Jack like the ICANN affirmation thing. That was like 3 minutes. And that's an easy thing that we can just say, do you have 4 minutes? And can I just text it to you? And you can just listen to it. I mean, that is pretty darn easy. So,
right. And I had my son just ago took the recording, and he brought it down to exactly those 4 minutes. It might have been 12 or more minutes. the recording. And so, you know what? Wait a minute. I think it was a longer recording. I am sorry. I'm saying 4 minutes, my brain. Maybe it's 12 minutes. It might be a little longer. So sorry.
Okay, well, we'll figure it out. But I'll connect with you after the call.
It is down to the meat of it. It is to the meat of what you need to hear. It's nothing about the business. It's nothing. It's if you are wanting information, let me just give you this little intro. So, yeah, I'll see. But I'll talk to Louise and see if she was able to open it and if we actually did it.
Okay, yeah, let us know. I think that that's a great tool that's really short and sweet. And I know Brody has shorter clips, so I think we just have to find it and use it.
Yes.
Well, what an exciting call, you guys. I mean, I think there's so much food for thought here and for taking action on. Does anybody have something that they are wanting to add or a quick question for somebody that has already talked this morning? Everybody's line's open, so you can just talk.
What was the doctor thing you guys were talking about to go on there? What was it, medical mentor or what was that?
Margie, medical intuitive. No, wait. Margie, are you still on? Oh, she might have left.
I'm here.
Okay. What is it? Margie, how did we report again?
Medical medium.
Oh, that's right. Medical medium. Sorry.
Yeah, just so medium, and then he'll have all kinds of, you know, Epstein-Barr, thyroid, all these, you know, and spirits just talking through him is what it is.
It's just good information.
M-E-D-I-U-M, that's what you're saying?
Medical, medium, M-E-D-I-U-M, you know, people that...
Okay, all right. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool, you guys. So any last questions or comments here? What a great call.
Just thank you.
Thank you.
Everyone.
Thank you. I'm so anxious to get some sort of nutritionals on AutoShip with some of my customers, so this is very helpful. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah,
everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Love you.
Great weekend. Be blessed.
Thanks,
everybody.
Hi.
Oh, hey, did you guys see there's one more sale day? Free shipping tomorrow.